Matt.
Good morning, Matt. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I never did ask you, what did you have for dinner last night? What was on the way?
A sandwich.
Oh, okay. I needed supper idea for tonight. So I was hoping you'd give me something good. Actually, a sandwich does sound kind of good.
Yeah, it's not that fancy sometimes, but I do like a little sandwich on my house to go to a lot. So
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. Ready to finish getting you all set up?
Yep. When will this, like, the search be live? Like, today, or what do you expect?
No, so let me get, whoops, just one second. I just about flubbed something on my screen here. Okay, there we go. Long story. Let me give you the whole timeline of how things come out. So, yesterday being day...
Can you email this to me, too, when we're done?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'll just do that. That way, I don't need to keep you any longer than necessary this morning. So let's go through and get the rest of your information in. Update a couple things. So company name, I've got 606 Land, and then the and symbol Snow. Is that right?
Yes. Like three words. Okay. Snow. There we go.
Got it. Perfect. And then the business is also located at 3252 West Wabansia.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. That, okay. And then you've got 606landsnow.com.
Yep.
Get that in there. That way your tech will have that.
I have a few other domains just I'm holding right now, if that matters. I'm not sure if it does, though.
Nah, not really. Not really. Now, for 606 Land and Snow, we're rebuilding that site, right?
I don't know what you mean by rebuilding. No, I already have one site set up. I don't...
Okay, and if you want it left just the way it is, we'll leave it just the way it is. It is a really good-looking site. I was browsing through it yesterday and then checked it out again this morning. So, yeah, I think it looks like a great website. So we don't need to change that. And then let's go ahead and list out your services the way you want them shown. Okay, so we're going to say snow removal.
All right, so yeah, I mean, there's... If we're going to do all these church turns, it's almost infinite, right? So I need some guidance on what we're going to put on here.
Okay. So, that last part again, you broke up.
Do you need, like, phrases or keywords or what?
Yep, exactly. The services that you want to be listed for. So, for example, snow removal, landscaping, lawn care.
So we have... winter, summer, and then we have location. Those are the things that I want to be associated to. So let's just start running through them.
Okay, go for it.
So snow removal, service snow, snow plowing, salting.
What was that? Oh, salting.
Ice melt. Okay. Ice mitigation.
Okay.
Snow shoveling.
Got it.
I think that's most of it for snow. I'm trying to think of anything else here. Yeah, that'll do for that. Now
okay.
We can do locations next, or?
Yep, we sure can.
What am I saying? Okay.
No. Go ahead when you're ready.
Sure. So you have Logan Square.
Got it.
Wicker Park.
Got it.
Bucktown, one word. B-U-C-K.
Got it.
B-O-W-S.
Got it.
Avondale.
Got it.
B-A-L-E. Roscoe Village.
What was that last one?
Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O-E. Roscoe Village.
Got it.
Lakeview, one word.
Got it. Okay.
Lincoln Park.
Got it.
All right. And then the zip codes are, I don't think I told you Humble Park, did I?
No, you didn't.
Okay. H-U-M-B-O-L. Go ahead.
I actually don't need the zip codes. Just these locations are perfect. And did you say Humboldt? Does Humboldt end in a T, right? Humboldt?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Got it. All right.
Humboldt Park. And then do summer stuff.
Okay, I'm ready.
Lawn maintenance.
Got it.
Yard maintenance.
Okay.
Lawn cutting, lawn mowing.
Okay.
Spring and fall cleanup.
And I'm going to actually listen to spring cleanup, fall cleanup. That way you got both of them. Okay.
Bush trimming.
Okay.
That might be it for now. So obviously I just keep making stuff up. I think that's a pretty good start. Is it
I think so.
What's your advice on this?
I'm going to add leaf cleanup. Now, would you do like gutter washing or gutter cleanup?
Nah.
Okay. Let's see. Leaf cleanup. I thought I had another term. Oh, I know. Well, I was going to ask you about small tree trimming. Or do you think people are going to call you with ones that are too big and too tall?
Yeah, we're trying to be pretty exclusive to what we do to start. So I'm not, yeah, I want to focus on, no, I don't want to.
Okay.
Purposely go get that work.
Oh, I know. Leaf removal.
Sure.
There we go. Okay. Okay, yeah, I was thinking a little bit deeper into the haul-off aspect, but I don't think you want to end up being a haul-off, a debris removal company, so I don't think we want to say any more really about removal than leaf removal. Otherwise, people think you're going to come pick up their old stinky recliner or something, and we don't want them to do that. Okay, all right. Any others that you can think of?
Right now, I think that's all. I think that's a good start.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you add on later down the road, even if it's just next week, or if you want to take any of those off, just let us know. We'll pull it out of everywhere. I mean, we'll pull it off of your website. We'll pull it off of your Google business profile, your search terms, your programming, or add to, whichever the case may be. All right, Matt, let's go ahead and get your onboarding call set up. So the onboarding call is, I'll call you, and then we get our technician on the line, and we block an hour for the call, but it usually only takes about 20 minutes, and you don't have to be in front of a computer. So I like to schedule that call for your earliest convenience, because after that call is when we really roll up our sleeves and get started working. And I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. So I like that call to be as soon as we can. So I've got a few openings kind of through the lunch hour, maybe a little bit after this morning. Or I've got tomorrow wide open. Would you have availability this afternoon?
I have pretty book day today. I'm afraid I'll miss you. So let's do tomorrow.
Okay.
And I thought that's what we're doing today, but that's fine. It's not a problem tomorrow.
So we can do any hour on the hour, almost, between 10 a.m. and last available would be 10. Got it.
10 Central, yeah.
All right, perfect. So what I'm going to do, Matt, is I'm going to build this calendar appointment, and then I'm going to send it to you by email, and I'll have you just accept the invitation, and then that holds our spot for tomorrow. Let me grab a couple things and build it, though. I've got to put all of our codes in here. Here we are. Okay. I think I owe you a couple of text messages, too, if I remember right.
And I'll get, I got a message from you, I think.
Okay. Hopefully I sent my contact info to you. If I didn't, let me know and I'll send that to you. And then, also, okay, that email's on the way, Matt. So the subject line is Local Splash CIE.
Hello?
Yep, are you there?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Sound like you broke up.
Okay. Yep. Oh, weird. So that email's on the way to you. I don't know if you heard me there. The subject line is Local Splash CIE.
Yeah, I accepted it.
Oh, perfect. Let me update it. There we go. Awesome. Thank you, Matt. All right. Let me get back over here. I'm going to send you, I'm just going to send you my contact info again. That way I know you got it in your phone. And then I'm also going to send you our customer service line. That's where you'll reach your technician. Send that to you. And then I've got to tell these folks that we have an appointment.
Okay, are you going to be on the call tomorrow?
Yep, I will call you, and I'll be on there for a little bit, get you all settled, make sure everything's going well before I jump out.
Okay.
Let's see, there we go. All right, got that on their calendar. Perfect. Oh, I know. There we go. That was another missing piece. What did you want to show for your hours of operation, Matt?
I mean, it's just normal. It's 24/7 actually. So I, 24/7, I guess.
Okay.
When I was setting stuff up in Google, it made me change one of them.
Okay.
For some reason. So we can just like Sundays and off for a half hour or something if you need me to, but yeah, we're open whenever they call us.
Gotcha. You know? Okay. Okay. What else are we missing here? I'm going through our little checklist, double checking and making sure we got it all right. Okay. I think all we need to do yet, Matt, is there's an email that would have come to you last night, and the subject line is with a splash. You need to take care of somebody.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Local splash initial invoice. And what I'll do is I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing. What's in that email when I have you click through is the same thing I have to read to you anyway. So let me know when you find that one.
Find the email? Okay.
Did you find it? If you don't, I can resend it too if you need me to.
I got it. I'm just going to look through it real quick.
Perfect. Did you do the click here yet?
I don't see that.
About four sentences in, I think. It says click here. If you're on, you got it? Okay, cool. Now that's going to open a new page. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, and then it asks if you're the authorized cardholder, I believe is how it's worded. And then it asks you to type your name in that rectangular box at the bottom. And it'll want it, unfortunately, your whole name, middle initial, capital letters where they belong, all that good stuff. Sorry for all the typing.
No, it's just fine. I just can all look through this contract real quick.
No problem.
All right, what is this about pay-per-click lead campaigns?
Pay-per-click lead campaigns.
Cancellation refunds. So that's the first.
Above
that box.
Got you. We're not doing any pay-per-click for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, that doesn't apply.
All right, so this is an advanced reporting. Are you guys like going to set up and show me Google Analytics or something, or what is that about?
So you'll have a dashboard in our system where you can log in anytime in real time. In addition to being able to update your account info, you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all in real time. So that's what it's talking about, the reporting.
Okay.
You go ahead and type, and then I'll read to you.
All right. It says username, password, no.
Perfect. You got to the right place. So that's where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials when we do your onboarding call tomorrow. So we're good there. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners because I'm locking you at a discounted rate. The recording is also an added form of protection for you, and it is attached to your file. As I'm walking you through, if there's anything you want me to rephrase or explain, just let me know. It's not so formal that we can't do that. But I just want to make sure you've got a good understanding. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
606 Landon's Mill.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Zimmerman, owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash and enter into this subscription on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive from communications coming from Local Splash within 24 business hours?
Yeah, I'll say yes, but like if I don't,
yeah, no, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's not the end of the world. It's for those guys that want to wait like 3 weeks before they get back to us. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts, such as additional social medias, maybe you start doing TikToks, to just let us know so that we can work that into your programming?
Yeah, we should be in touch. So, I mean, I'm trying to do everything. So
awesome. Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on yesterday's date, December 12th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup charge. Going forward, beginning on January 12th, your recurring charge will be a flat rate, $199, which is a true flat rate, and there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 12th of each month. You may choose to pause or discontinue for any reason by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Thank you, Matt. And then just a couple last words, and then I need to get a security question and answer challenge set up for you. So a couple of things I want you to know. We never call you asking for more money. So as your visibility increases online, you may get calls from folks like Yelp or MapQuest offering you subscriptions to whatever they do. I'm not sure. But what you need to know is you're free to accept or decline at your own discretion, but know that either way is not going to affect what we're doing for you. So don't let anybody bamboozle you and tell you that, well, you need this $50 a month subscription or they won't be able to do blah, blah. Not true. Ignore it. Also, if you're ever in question, if you think it's somebody from Local Splash, but you're not quite sure, or even if we say we're from Local Splash, honestly, I would throw out the challenge question. If they can't answer it, they're probably wasting your time. And then you can just hang up on them. If it's us and you ask us, we're not going to be offended and we're going to have the answer. So it's something we set up to help keep our clients safe because there are so many tricksters out there. One of my clients called a few weeks ago and he said, Gail, you guys just called asking me for $200 to do my website, to do whatever it was. And I said, no. Oh, John, that was not us. Don't do it. So just things like that we're trying to protect you from. So we do a challenge question and answer. Unfortunately, we only have three options right now. We've got mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would work best for you?
City I was born in.
Okay. And what is that city?
Harvey, Illinois.
Harvey, right?
Yep.
Got it. I actually was born and raised in Wisconsin, but I am not a Packers fan.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Or you must be a Bears fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even when they suck like this year. Still gotta love them. In fact, I had my Bears sweatshirt on the other day. We're diehards. We have the Bears pajamas and everything. It's kind of funny. All right, I'm going to skim back through here one more time, Matt. I think we're all set. Yeah, you're looking good. Everything's all set up. So that was what we should have done yesterday, and we just ran out of time, which is perfectly fine. We handled it. And then tomorrow is with the onboarding call. Your technician is going to run through, make sure I got all of your information right. One more double check. They'll check your keywords. Oh, by the way, if you think of any other keywords between now and tomorrow, hang on to them. We'll get them in there tomorrow on your onboarding call. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. And you have a good rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.